Welcome back to Farm Talk. I'm using Farm Director Eric Johnson. Well, the crowd is picking up a little bit here. You can pick up the ambiance in here right now. It is a Technology Tuesday, and we're going to visit with some friends. Amity Technologies, Beth Christensen. Hi, Beth.
Hello.
Should I call you the full name? No, I'll just...
You can just stay there.
Just Beth. Okay.
Just
and
Beth.
And then we got a new friend. I don't know if I've had a chance to talk to Nick before or not.
I don't
not.
Think we have, yeah.
Nick, it is Berkheimer. Did I say the last name right?
You nailed it.
But you were with Farm QA. So we have visited with the folks from Farm QA, and you guys are like kind of in the family together with Amity. Is that fair to say?
Yes.
Absolutely.
We call each other sister companies.
Ah.
How about that?
Okay.
So we have the same owners.
Mm-hmm.
So, and we do the hardware. Amity does the hardware, and Farm QA does the software.
Okay. Very good. I'm actually turning myself down. I was trying to turn Beth down. Beth has this
Uh-oh.
Booming voice, so I just want to make sure I didn't get that.
You don't want to hear me, Aaron?
I did. I do. Okay, so Technology Tuesday, but we're going to kind of blend this with our Stewardship Wednesday a little bit. And a lot of what we're going to be talking about here today is, you know, because obviously you got sugar beet equipment with Amity. And
correct.
Which you can maybe buy at 2025 because you guys are so far out.
We are sold out for 2024 model year.
Not to brag or anything. But so talk about conservation, though, and Amity's involvement there. We'll start there first.
You know, Amity is, you know, we're a multi-generational company. Mm-hmm. You know, the Dahl family and before them, the Melrose family have been involved in North Dakota agriculture for years, decades. And conservation and taking care of the land has always been very important to us. We have a division of our company. A lot of people know us for sugar beet equipment, but we also do crop management tools. So what that would, that's a fancy marketing term for soil samplers and compaction testing equipment and some other Aqua Spy, which is helps measure water. You know, we do a lot of things that way, and we've been involved in the soil sampling business for about 30 years.
Oh, my. Okay, I didn't know that.
Yeah.
Okay.
So it's sort of this...
Or at least that component of it for 30 years,
correct.
Right? Okay.
Correct. And then I'm not sure how many years ago did Farm QA start?
So we were founded in 2015, and then our scouting app has been around since around 2017.
Okay.
Okay.
So let's go into Farm QA a little bit right now. Tell us about what you guys do. I obviously had a chance to check the retrofitting of the, I think it was an ATV or Polaris something.
It was a
I tried to win it, but it wasn't up for contest, I guess. Beth, she's such a party pooper.
All right. I know.
So tell us about Farm QA and what you guys do.
Yeah, absolutely. So Farm QA helps you scout, advise, and analyze all the data coming off of your fields. So for scouting, we have fully customizable scouting templates. We want to help our users be able to scout for whatever they're looking for. That could be pests, that could be diseases, that could be general crop development, whatever you need to help manage your fields properly. We want to help them be able to advise their growers and constituents. So whatever data you're bringing in, we can turn that into an actionable recommendation that you can then send off and then apply those products to your fields. Also, from the soil sampling perspective, we are able to help you soil sample. So you can record your soil sample locations, bring in your barcodes from whatever lab you're using, and then turn those into prescriptions to go send off to buy John Deere and then get those applied to your fields.
Can you fit pretty much any or retrofit any type of like ATV or anything like that with the equipment that you guys have? Because the one that you had, the Ranger, it looked like it came with it. I mean, everything was like color-coded and it looked really cool. But obviously,
the color coding's
obviously,
up to the user,
you know, you can, if you have a brand new piece like an ATV, but you want to add the soil sample or whatever, you can do that, right?
Absolutely. They can be used on, ATVs, four-wheelers, side-by-sides, any of them. We include some brackets for mounting it that are, I'm going to put in air quotes, universal.
Okay.
We can't recommend or guarantee that they work on everything, but, they work on most equipment, so it shouldn't be a problem getting that set up. We also have soil samplers that are... they fit on the side of a pickup or inside of a pickup cab. And then also we have a three-point hitch one that fits on a three-point hitch on a tractor. And that actually can go the deepest. That one can go up to 4 feet deep.
Oh, man.
And that can do like a core kind of sample as opposed to an auger style sample.
Okay. As far as like retrofitting, do you guys do that for somebody? Do you just sell them the auger? Do you sell them the equipment? Or do you take in the ATV and you do everything for them to get it up and running?
We actually just sell the soil sampler with the kit.
With the kit. Okay.
And, you know, we're there to help if people need help installing it, you know, if they have questions and stuff. But, you know, our soil samplers have gone all over the world.
Yeah.
So as much fun as that could be for my job, like to travel places and set it up for people, we don't do that.
You don't want that job?
Well,
maybe.
I wouldn't mind, but.
Depends where.
Right.
I won't pick on any place there. As far as the technology, though, and for egg producers, is it easy to use when you guys design a product? I mean, how much feedback are you getting from growers, you know, on the usability?
For sure. So we design everything with the customer in mind, not only to make it easy to use for them, but we also really crave their feedback. I mean, because it's all about producing something that someone's going to bring out to the field and that's going to help their operation that year in whatever way that is. So if there is some sort of learning curve, if you have to build out some scouting templates, if you need to add a bunch of products to your system or get your fields imported, we're there to help you out because, honestly, we just need this to be usable for the customer.
Right. Let's talk about the importing of fields.
For sure.
So
yeah.
What would they need to do? I mean, do they need satellite imagery or what?
Nope. So if you have any pre-existing files in another piece of software, we can get those uploaded on your behalf, easy peasy. Otherwise, we can go through, we have some drawing tools built into the app.
Man.
So you can go back to the finger painting days and you can just go draw those right into your Farm QA account and you can get those scouted, even right from the field. I mean, if you have a new field you need to go scout or do some work on that day, you can just drive up to it, draw the boundary in the app, and then just get going.
I'm looking at your website right now, farmqa.com, man. Well, you got to have something to do because, you know, the Amity stuff's all sold out until 2025. How
That's
is it
the thing about I mean, that's the fun part about software is that we can't really sell out. So,
yeah. How has this taken off? Has it been popular? Is it a growing kind of area in our region? Or
absolutely, yeah. So, I mean, we've been talking about this all day. It's about the changing face of ag and how there's so much more data coming into it and everything needs to be so much more precise to help with optimizing your inputs, you know, and making things more efficient. And so with that, I mean, we see a lot more adoption out of need necessarily. People are saying, I need to get these maps in. I need to be able to sample better. I need to be able to better scout my fields and see what's going on. So out of that need, I mean, we're kind of there to help people meet that need as they come on.
We were just talking to people today that they wanted maybe to take some of that control back on themselves because they want to sample the same spot every year so that they can see year over year how the soil profile is changing within that rather than, oh, we're going to do a zone map but we don't exactly know if it's sampled in the same spot. And I'll just say, going back to your conservation question, you know, it really starts with good soil sampling and a program like Farm QA has, because then we're not adding more inputs that we don't necessarily need in certain parts of the field. We can fine tune that to what nutrients are there. Make it work the best for your growing season.
I think I need like about 10 more minutes, but I need to get something clarified. So what is Farm QA? Because when I look at it, it also talks about the features.
Mm-hmm.
Is that a part of Farm QA or what is that a part of? Because it's talking about scouting, journals, map layers, professional reports, analytics, weather. What is that in?
Yeah, so that all is part of Farm QA. We like to think of ourselves as a digital agronomy platform. We want to be able to help you at any part of your workflow, being able to help you get your job done more efficiently. Keep going.
No, my only other question would be is that it allows you also for multiple growers. So is this something that you could partner with, like, your buddy the Smiths next door and do it together? Would that be something they could do, or is that not allowed?
Absolutely. Okay. Absolutely. So that is the fun thing, is that we do also allow for different security permissions. So if you have someone, it's like, I don't want these guys seeing each other's data, I can kind of restrict their access to each of their own folders, and they can go be on their happy ways without having to do a little bit of spying and espionage within the app.
And it says multiple growers on your website, so I was kind of curious to see what that was. Or maybe it's one farmer that just has 10 different farms, and maybe that's what that means, to implement the data from the 10 different farms. Or
it could be
all the above, really.
Yeah, it could be that, or like professional agronomists who have multiple clients, that they could get this and then have multiple clients on there as well.
Okay, talk about the advanced imagery.
Yes.
And what's available to the grower.
Yep, so we have a partnership with Planet Imagery to provide high cadence, high resolution imagery for whatever fields you might need to be taking a look at. So whenever the imagery comes in, we're going to give you the satellite imagery, and then we're going to process that for NDVI, NDRE, and give you these other data indexes that can help you analyze the data a little bit better. This is going to be coming in near daily for you as well, so you can see over time as disease pressure might be developing, as your crops grow and develop, or even like when it's about time to harvest.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Got about a minute left. I better give it to Beth. Anything that I missed?
I think you've covered a lot
okay.
of it, but you know, our soil samplers and crop management tools are very economical and scalable,
okay.
Which it's not necessarily new technology, but it's tried and true and field proven.
Right. Is this a good time of year? I mean, obviously, cross your fingers, pretty much everybody's got their crops off, so this might be time to start working
Absolutely.
On, you know, or upfitting or retrofitting. Is there a big educational curve, by the way, if somebody wants to get to the, you know, the using the imagery and somebody, you know, somebody like me that hasn't used it before?
I mean, if there is, we're willing to sit down with you. I mean, we're really flexible about sitting down and having a conversation about how we can make Farm QA best suit your needs. So just give us a call and we'll sit down and we'll have a meeting.
All right. FarmQA.com. Has that got all the contact information?
Absolutely.
And AmityTech.com.
There you go. Very good. Good to see you guys. Thank you.
Thanks,
likewise.
Eric.
Thanks a bunch.
Yeah, not a problem.
We're